Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Joey Cora. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Craig Griebeck. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Greg Hibbert. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting third. The shortstop, Travis Fryman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The DH, Mickey Tettleton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mark Carrion. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Skeeter Barnes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chad Kreuter. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Kevin Ritz. And now, play ball. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Raines strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Pettis. Thomas reaches second base with a double. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gladden takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to second. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fryman hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder hits a line drive towards first. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tettleton hits a line drive beyond third. Cora can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Phillips scores. Gladden moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cora fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Fryman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a line drive for a single. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Kreuter and he is out, Fryman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Barnes is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cora fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cora fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hibbard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cora hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barnes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Sachs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Sachs is 0-1 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Raines is 0-1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ritz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Phillips is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a line drive into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gladden is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gladden for the out. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fryman is 0-1 in the game. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cora fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Thomas is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell is 0-1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fielder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Pasqua is 0-1 in the game. Pasqua takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fisk is 0-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Fielder is 0-1 in the game. Fielder takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Tettleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Tettleton is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tettleton hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Carrion is 0-1 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Barnes is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kreuter is 0 for 1 in the game. Kreuter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Pettis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Pettis is 0 for 1 in the game. Pettis hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Pasqua who is chasing the ball. Pettis reaches third base with a triple. Kreuter goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Tigers. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cora fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. Cora strikes out. Two outs. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Grebeck takes first base on ball 4. Steve Sachs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Grebeck moves to second. Les Lancaster now pitching. Steve Sachs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sachs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sachs takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a line drive for a single. Grebeck scores. Sachs moves to third. It's 4-1, Tigers. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barnes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Paul now pitching. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gladden hits a line drive off the glove of Cora, and into shallow left field. Gladden reaches second base with a double. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 2 in the game. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cora fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cora. Gladden moves to third. Fryman moves to second. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paul fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tettleton is walked intentionally. Sean Hare pinch hits for Mark Carrion. Sean Hare batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hare hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gladden scores. Fryman moves to third. Tettleton moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Scott Livingstone pinch hits for Skeeter Barnes. Scott Livingstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingstone hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fryman tags and scores. That run is unearned. two outs. It's 6-1, Tigers. Chad Kreider is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kreider is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kreider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sean Hare now playing right field. Scott Livingstone now playing third base. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pasqua hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive for a single. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive towards first. Fielder reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pettis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Pettis strikes out. 1 out. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gladden hits a line drive for a single. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fryman is 0-for-3 in the game. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 0-for-2 in the game. Cora hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grebeck hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sachs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Pettis. Raines reaches second base with a double. Cora goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Tigers. John Keeley now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sean Hare is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hare is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hare hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pasqua hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fisk strikes out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson bunts towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cora is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cora hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Livingstone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Terry Leach now pitching. Scott Livingstone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Livingstone is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Livingstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Leach covering, for the out. 1 out. Chad Kreuter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kreuter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kreuter hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Pasqua. Kreuter reaches second base with a double. Gary Pettis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pettis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Pettis takes first base on ball 4. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gladden is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Henman now pitching. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sachs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sachs hits a ball on the ground, foul, into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Sachs reaches second base with a double. Grebeck moves to third. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Raines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grebeck scores. Sachs scores. It's 6-4, Tigers. John Doherty now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Freeman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Raines moves to second. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell is 0 for 4 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raines scores. It's 6-5, Tigers. Esteban Beltre pinch runs for George Bell. Mike Munoz now pitching. Sean Abner pinch hits for Dan Pasqua. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Abner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beltre moves to second. Kurt Knudsen now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Beltre scores. Abner moves to third. It's White Sox, 6, Tigers, 6. Ron Karkovich a pinch runs for Carlton Fisk. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a line drive beyond second. Phillips can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Abner scores. Karkovich moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's 7-6, White Sox. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Cora is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cora is walked intentionally. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Grebeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grebeck takes first base on ball four. Karkovich scores. Johnson moves to third. Cora moves to second. It's 8-6, White Sox. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sax is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Sax strikes out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Raines is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got four RBIs. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Sean Abner now playing right field. Ron Karkovich now catching. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Travis Freeman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Freeman is 0-for-4 in the game. Freeman strikes out. One out. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thigpen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Tettleton hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Tettleton reaches second base with a double. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Sean Hare is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hare is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hare strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.